Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins were looking to make it two in a row against the Cardinals. It was their third of four at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri, a matchup between a pair of right-handers and Mike Leake and Edinson Volquez. It was a wild one. It went back and forth. The Marlins jumped out to a huge early lead. And with a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
The Marlins place a home run derby tonight in St. Louis. They hit four long balls in the game for the second time this year. And in the end, they hold on to beat the Cardinals 9-6. Miami's won 2 out of 3 to start this four-game series. For the Marlins, you could not have scripted a better start to this ball game in inning number one. With one out, up steps Giancarlo Stanton.
And here is the 1-1, and a ball driven hard and deep to left field, headed toward the Marlins bullpen. It is up, up and away, a line drive home run for Giancarlo into the bullpen, 1-0 Marlins.
Never got more than 48 feet off the ground, but it traveled 407 feet, and the Marlins had the first inning lead against Mike Leake, who was the stingiest pitcher in the National League when it comes to home runs per nine innings coming in tonight, but this would not be his night. In the second, Justin Bour reached on an error charge to second baseman Matt Carpenter, leading things off. He was forced out at second base on a JT Realmuto fielder's choice. JT went to third on a single by Derek Dietrich, so leading 1-0, the Marlins had met at the corners for JT Riddle.
He pulls the ball here on the ground and off the glove of Voit at first. Home to score is Realmuto.
And eventually that ball was going to be called out of play. Marlins initially thought they had two runs on that play, but they sent Derek Dietrich back to third base. And the Marlins, after that ball went out of play, had men at second and third, still with only one out in the second inning for the pitcher, Edinson Volquez.
From the high set, Leake delivers, and the ball is hit in the air. And this should be deep enough. Dietrich tagging at third. Here's the catch by the left fielder, Martinez. His throw will go to third to keep the runner, Riddle, at second base. And the Marlins have a 3-0 lead on a sacrifice fly by Edinson Volquez, his first Marlins RBI.
But they were just getting warmed up against Leake in that second inning. After D. Gordon walked, there were two men on with two out, and Giancarlo unloaded again.
And Stanton swings and puts a charge into another one. This is driven hard and deep out into left center. It is up, up and away, a home run for Giancarlo, a three-run homer. He's hit home runs in each of his first two at-bats, and the Marlins now have a 6-0 lead in the second.
For Stanton, his club record 22nd career multiple home run game, his fourth of this season. Jude wound up going 3-for-4 with those two homers, a walk, and four runs batted in tonight. The multi-homer game for Stanton, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So it was 6-0 Marlins after two. Edinson Volquez, 6 up and 6 down on 17 pitches in the first two innings. And things got even better in the top of the third. Very first pitch of the inning, Marcelo Ozuna facing Mike Leake. First ball hitting, Marcelo Ozuna leading off the top of the third. A long drive deep to left. Back at the wall, Martinez leaping. He can't get it. And on the first pitch of the third inning, the Marlins have their third home run of the night. All-star Giancarlo Stanton's hit a couple. All-star Marcelo Ozuna's just gone deep. It's his 23rd of the season. And it's 7-0 Miami. Number 23 on the season. In game number 83, Marcelo Ozuna has matched his career high in homers. He hit 23 in 2014, hit 23 again last year. He's got 23 already this season. So a 7-0 Marlins into the bottom of the third. Volquez had retired all six in the first couple of innings, but the Cardinals' bats came alive in the third. Consecutive singles by the 7 and 8 men, DeYoung and Garcia, set the table for the pitcher Leake. His sack bunt got men to second and third with one out. A Matt Carpenter sack fly put the Cardinals on the scoreboard. Tommy Pham followed with an RBI double to make it 7-2. And then Piscotty singled to home Pham. It was a 7-3 game. Volquez would face eight men in that third inning. He'd allow three runs on four hits and a walk. And at the end of the third, it was 7-3. The Cardinals back within four. Marlins got one of those runs back in the fourth inning, though. Consecutive one-out singles from D. Gordon and Giancarlo Stanton. And with two outs, Marcelo Ozuna delivered again. 1-0 pitch. Ozuna gets into one, drives one to left. Martinez back at the wall, and it's off the wall. D stumbles around third. He's going to score. Stanton's in at third base, a double for Ozuna. And the Marlins push across another run to extend their lead back to 5 runs now at 8-3. That would be it for Mike Leake. Leake, who had come in with a 2.97 ERA tonight, goes just 3 2/3 innings, his shortest start of the season. He got at least 6 in 15 of his first 16 outings, at least 5 in all 16. Tonight, 3 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 8 runs, 3 earned, a walk, 2 strikeouts, allowed 3 homers. He was done after 71 pitches, 47 strikes. Marlins had, at that point, an 8-3 lead. Cardinals got a run back in the bottom of the fourth inning on a sac fly by pinch hitter Jed Jerko. Volquez made it through the fourth, but that would be it for him. 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs. He walked 2, struck out 1, 65 pitches, 43 strikes. He exited with an 8-4 lead. Marlins needed to get 15 outs out of their bullpen tonight. The game would stay 8-4 through the fifth and into the bottom half of the sixth inning. Dustin McGowan pitched a scoreless fifth, retiring the side in order for Miami. He allowed a leadoff infield hit to Jose Martinez in the sixth inning. He struck out Paul DeJong. With the lefty Greg Garcia coming up, Harlan Garcia came out of the bullpen for the Marlins. One Garcia struck out the other. Harlan strikes out Greg for the second out. But then he walked pinch hitter Randall Grichuk. He then walked Matt Carpenter, another lefty hitter. So he was pulled from the game. And with the bases full of Cardinals in the sixth inning, Drew Steckenrider, the rookie, came on to make his sixth big league appearance with a 4-run lead and Tommy Pham at the plate for St. Louis.
It's a ground ball base hit through the right side between Bohr and the bag at first. Stanton up with the ball. 2 runs will score. The throw to second, not in time to get Pham. Tommy Pham with a 2-run double.
And the Cardinals had cut it to 8-6 at that point. Steckenrider retired Piscotty to escape the sixth inning. David Phelps then a perfect seventh. Kyle Bearclaw allowed a hit, but that was all in a shutout eighth inning. So he went to the ninth. The Marlins with an 8-6 lead in this game. Sung Wan Oh came on to pitch for St. Louis after John Brebbia, Luke Weaver, Matt Bowman, and Brett Cecil had shut the Marlins out from the end of the fourth inning through the eighth. Oh struck out the first man, Ozuna, in the ninth. Then he faced Justin Bohr.
The pitch to Bohr and a high fly ball, well tagged, deep right center, going back Tommy Pham looking up, and it is up, up and away, and a home run for Justin Bohr.
That made it a 9-6 lead, and A.J. Ramos slammed the door quickly and efficiently in the bottom of the ninth, a perfect inning. Marlins beat the Cardinals for the second game in a row, the final here tonight, Miami 9, St. Louis 6. For the Marlins, 9 runs, 13 hits, no errors, 7 left. For the Cardinals, 6 runs, 9 hits, a couple of errors, leading to 5 unearned runs in the second. They stranded 7 as well. Dustin McGowan, the win in relief, he's 5-0. Mike Leake, the loss, 6-7. A.J. Ramos saved number 15 in 16 tries. Time of the game was 3 hours, 19 minutes in front of 40,204 here at Busch Stadium. Marlins now are 3-3 on their road trip. They've won 3 of the last 4 to improve to 38-45 on the season, 17-24 away from home overall. As for the Cardinals, who'd won 5 of 6 before yesterday, they've now dropped back-to-back games. They are 40-44 in the season, 23-23 here at home. This loss, bad news for them. They're the third-place team in the NL Central, and the two teams in front of them, both the Brewers and the Cubs, have won tonight. We'll have more coming up on that.
Well, they went back and forth at Busch Stadium last night, but the Marlins prevail. They've won 2 in a row. They'll go for a series victory this afternoon at 1:45. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning, you're looking for that bonus code. Got a little late last night, couldn't stay up with us. Well, that Fish family bonus code this morning is BLUES. BLUES is the Fish family bonus code on this Thursday morning. Marlins, Cardinals, last of 4 at 1:45 this afternoon at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a matchup between Tom Kohler and Michael Wacha. We'll be on the air at 1:15 with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.